Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So today's episode, what I'd like to talk to you about is loneliness. Loneliness, social exclusion, and the fear of missing out. So if I can cast your minds back to, certainly prior to COVID, when we worked in offices. And for many of you, your typical working week would have been, the majority of it certainly would have been filled with back-to-back meetings, Monday to Friday, with little time to catch up on any of the work. But certainly meetings would have taken up a lot of your time. And the work we've done with organizations, certainly from our cultural diagnostics, that was one of the biggest complaints that used to come out was the number of meetings and certainly the relevance of some of these meetings. In how important they were versus the time they were taking. But what we also identified were there was a tension between attending these meetings that were felt as pointless, taking up time, valuable time when other things needed to be done, but also this fear of missing out. So these meetings were often the only way of understanding or getting to know information that was relevant but wasn't going to come out through any other way. So if you didn't attend the meetings, you didn't know. So there was this fear of missing out. And so this constant tension was also frustration that there's just too many meetings. But if I don't go to them, I'll miss out on something really important. Now that was then. If we bring ourselves back to where we are now, many of us are in lockdown and we are probably... Some of you will be with your loved ones, with your families, and for some, you'll be living alone. And it got me wondering about this element of loneliness and whether that would apply to us in terms of where we are now in the situations we're in. And I went on to Age UK to look and, because I remember prior to all of this, reading an article somewhere about how loneliness was one of the contributors to more mortality in the elderly, and it was a major contributor. And I started to explore whether loneliness might be impacting on us now whilst we're in this element of social isolation or social distancing, which in itself is a horrible term. We're physically distancing rather than socially distancing, but on Age UK, on their website, when you start to look into loneliness, they've done a great job in differentiating loneliness and social isolation. And they describe loneliness as a subjective feeling about the gap between a person's desired level of social contact and their actual levels of social contact. So loneliness is a subjective feeling about the gap between a desired level of social contact and the actual level of social contact. Well, if we reflect back onto our lives now, many of us, there's certainly a big gap between our desired level of social contact versus the social contact we actually have, which is zero other than through digital. And many of us are making use of it through FaceTime and Zoom and Microsoft Teams. But it does make you wonder whether this current climate is having an impact, a bigger impact than we might believe on loneliness. Now, if you combine that with the topic I talked about the fear of missing out and how meetings in organizations were the only source of information. We've got to do a really good job in this current climate of making sure we're communicating with our teams and not just communicating general stuff. It's the stuff they felt they weren't getting anyway. So we're going to have to really dial up the way we communicate to people and helping them understand everything they need to know. And, you know, often the best way to do this is recreating some of those meetings that at the time were seen as pointless meetings, but actually now may be more relevant. So a team huddle, making sure we go around and asking each member of the team, what's the latest update? What are you working on? Where are you at? And is there anything else anybody needs to know? And that'll certainly make people feel more included. And we know from psychology research, the impact of exclusion is the same as physical pain in the brain. And so when we're including teams, involving them, and that fear of missing out is no longer happening because actually there isn't a limit to when the meetings are occurring or the number of people in a meeting, we can start to then have greater appreciation for some of these updates that we never had time for before. So certainly a refocus on meetings, virtual meetings. How can we make sure that people are gaining as much information as they need to in their roles? The other thing and I wanted to talk about was the role of leaders and managers, leading a team. We've got a balance out. There is a fine balance between checking in and micromanaging. And so people, this loneliness, this element of feeling lonely, we don't want anyone to be feeling like that within our teams and the wider world. And so it's important that we have regular check-ins to make sure people are doing okay. Not just how far have you got with that project or that piece of work, but how are you doing? And that social contact. What we don't want to do is then let that go into the realms of checking in every half an hour, because that then becomes a micromanaging. So it's being clear about the role of each individual, what are they trying to achieve, and let them get on with it. But also making sure there's a balance between identifying loneliness. And this is where it's going to involve, a lot of soft skills in terms of making sure that we are emotional intelligence, identifying how people are feeling. You know when you're talking to somebody whether there's something not quite right. And now we've got the time to really focus on individuals, and we should be using that. The other thing I wanted to share with you, and this is our own personal experience as a team. For those of you who know me and have been to the office, you'll know that I can't live without my big whiteboard. I feel the need to get everything that's in my head and express it on this big whiteboard, certainly when we're working on projects and tasks and activities. And that's where I do my thinking. And the team, we're all pacing around this big whiteboard, and that's where we do all of our work. And we felt the need. One of the things I needed to do was the involvement and involving our teams and what have you. I needed to find an alternative to the big whiteboard. And so it's looking at ways we can incorporate digital apps or solutions to recreate what we had. So we use Microsoft Teams, and we've now switched to MindMeister, which is a mind mapping tool. But it allows the whole team to collaborate. And we have that big whiteboard space. There'll be other tools out there. But it's just thinking about, again, from an inclusion point of view, how can we involve people to carry on doing the work we did the way we used to work in a way that then is just changing it and tweaking it a little bit? And we found that to be not just that'll do, but actually it's a really fantastic tool that we have now started to use to work on projects together. And it's live, you can see everybody working on it, the mind mapping, and it can be converted into a project management tool, which you can assign projects to, so we can get actions done. So it's just what we would have used there. I will always miss my whiteboard, and I will always want to pace around. For those of you who know me, I do my thinking whilst pacing, but it's certainly a really, really good alternative. So it's thinking about how can we incorporate technology to make sure people are involved, included, and certainly not just using Zoom or just video conferencing. There's ways and alternatives where we can actually focus on with tools on how we can share work together. So loneliness, a reminder, it's a subjective feeling about the gap between a person's desired levels of social contact and the actual levels of social contact. How many of us might be suffering from that? And how many of us might want to check in with others who might be? This fear of missing out, how can we improve our communications, really make sure we're covering everything we can, what's the team working on, because there's no visibility now, whereas in the past we might have turned around on our chair and just checked in with so-and-so to see what they're up to. That's all gone. So now we've got to work hard to make sure there's complete transparency and openness about what people are working on, not because we're being dishonest, but just because people are busy working on this stuff now and there's no visibility. How can we make sure we've got visibility so the fear of missing out is no longer there and people feel included? So the role of leaders are oneness rather than a them and us. It's about us one. How can leaders push their focus into creating a one team environment where people know exactly what's going on, what everybody's working on, and the milestones and celebrating success when people achieve them? So that's all for me today. I'm Rich Sander from The Engagement Coach. Please look out for our other podcasts, and I will see you soon. Take care. Thank you very much.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.